The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Kiplinger Personal Finance and also AARP Bulletin. Our first article is from AARP Bulletin. It's an article by Daniel Borez. 9 smart financial fixes you can tackle in an hour. It doesn't take long to save money and protect yourself against fraud. Shoring up your finances doesn't have to mean hours of slogging through statements, investments, and bills. You have ways to improve your situation quickly. Got 60 spare minutes? Make that time pay off by taking on one or more of these simple tasks. First up, number 1, check your credit report. A recent survey from the nonprofits Consumer Reports and Work Money found that 44% of respondents who checked their credit reports spotted at least one error. Mistakes such as a bill you paid being marked as outstanding could be dragging down your credit score. Finding an unfamiliar account could help you uncover potential fraud as well. Accounts that don't belong to you are a major red flag, says Ted Rossman, a credit card analyst at Bankrate. This could be identity theft or a mix-up, such as someone with a similar name. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get a free copy of your credit report from each of the 3 major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, or call 877-322-8228. Number 2, put your credit on ice. Freezing your credit prevents credit bureaus from releasing financial information to third parties, making it harder for identity thieves to open accounts in your name. And you are a juicy target. Older Americans have often achieved higher credit scores, Rossman says, but because they're not applying for as many loans, fraud could go undetected for longer periods of time. You can request a freeze for free, online or by phone in minutes by contacting each of the 3 credit bureaus. It's simple to temporarily lift a credit freeze so that you can open a legitimate account when necessary. Number 3, sign up for an IRS Identity Protection PIN. People ages 65 to 74 are at greater risk of large financial losses from tax-related scams, a 2025 survey by McAfee found. An identity protection IP PIN can help protect your taxpayer data from cyber criminals. To obtain an IP PIN, register for an account with the IRS. You can visit irs.gov/IPPIN to get started. Once you verify your identity, you'll receive a 6-digit number to use when filing your taxes, and you'll get a new IP PIN each year. This will provide taxpayers with the peace of mind that come tax time, no one else is claiming a refund in their name, says Carl Breedlove, a research analyst at the Tax Institute at H&R Block. Number 4, download a few grocery store apps. By downloading a supermarket's mobile app and signing up for its loyalty program, you get access to special deals and digital coupons. Grocery store apps are one of the most underrated savings tools, says Stephanie Carls, a retail trends analyst at the coupon site Retail Me Not. Shop at several grocery stores? You might download Flip. That's F-L-I-P-P, a free app that lets you select multiple supermarkets and browse their circulars. Participating stores include Aldi, Food Lion, Harris Teeter, and Wegmans. Apps like Checkout 51, Ibotta, and Receipt Hog let you earn cash back by submitting receipts on purchases from certain supermarkets. Number 5. Shop for cheaper auto insurance. Car insurance inflation isn't going away. The cost of motor vehicle insurance was up 5.3% over a year in July, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Prices can vary among providers, so it pays to get several offers before renewing your policy. To speed up your insurance shopping, consider getting multiple quotes using a comparison site such as Insurify, Policy Genius, or The Zebra. All the policies that you review should have the same types of amounts of coverage, says Loretta Waters, spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute. It is difficult to compare policies. For instance, if one provides $50,000 in property damage liability coverage and another only $30,000. Number 6. Apply for a low interest balance transfer card. Nearly half of adults age 50 and up carry credit card debt, a recent AARP survey found. Moving high interest credit card debt to a balance transfer credit card with a low introductory interest rate, perhaps even 0%, could save you a lot if you can pay off the balance before the introductory rate expires. Signing up for a 0% balance transfer card is my favorite credit card debt payoff tip, Rossman says. Many balance transfer card applications take less than 20 minutes, but you typically need a credit score of about 670 or higher to qualify. Recent options include the U.S. Bank Shield Visa, which offers 0% interest on balance transfers and new purchases for 24 months. The Wells Fargo Reflect with 0% interest on balance transfers and new purchases for 21 months, and the AARP Essential Rewards MasterCard and AARP Travel Rewards MasterCard from Barclays, both of which offer 0% interest on balance transfers for 15 months. With all of these cards, you will pay a fee of 5% on each transfer. Number 7. Search for unclaimed assets. About 1 in 7 Americans have unclaimed cash or property, according to the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators, or NAUPA. Unclaimed property can be anything from forgotten checking accounts, payroll checks, insurance payments, even the contents of a safe deposit box, says Sean Snyder, CEO of the National Association of State Treasurers. You can go to missingmoney.com to find unclaimed property in states where you've lived or worked. In one shot, you can search 49 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. To search Hawaii, visit hawaii.gov. The free website provided by NAUPA also contains a national index with direct links and contact information for each state's official unclaimed property program. Number 8, create an email account for shopping promotions. signing up for promotions and newsletters and other email communications from retailers where you shop regularly can get you many deals and discounts. But those emails could also lure you into spending money on things you don't really need. A better approach is to set up an email address specifically for shopping. Doing this is one of those small moves that can lead to big savings, Carl says. It keeps your main inbox clutter-free while giving you first dibs on deals, exclusive codes, and early sale alerts from your favorite retailers. It's a smart way to stay in the know without the constant temptation to shop every time you check your regular email. And lastly, number 9, get online access to your Social Security information. In case you haven't done so already, go to ssa.gov/myaccount to set up an online My Social Security account. If you are not yet receiving benefits, you'll get access to personalized Social Security data, including estimates of your monthly payment at different claiming ages. If you're already receiving benefits, you can use the site for additional tasks, such as changing direct deposit information. To avoid scams, don't share your account credentials or login codes with anyone else. Our next article is from Kiplinger Personal Finance. Take a bite out of dental cost. This article by Sandra Block. I recently received a shock when I went to the dentist for my 6-month checkup. Not because I had a mouthful of cavities or needed another root canal. I floss. The unpleasant surprise occurred when it came time to pay the bill. This was my first appointment since I retired and lost my employer-provided health insurance, and I was on the hook for the entire cost. As I mentioned in an earlier column, I opted for Original Medicare and a Medigap plan when I retired. I made this decision because with a Medicare Advantage plan, I could have been limited to using in-network doctors and other providers. Likewise, while many Medicare Advantage plans include dental care, the coverage is usually restricted to providers in their network. In addition, Medicare Advantage plans often impose waiting periods of 6 months to 2 years before they pay for expensive procedures such as crowns and dentures. Preventive care is usually covered immediately, but you'll typically face an annual cap on coverage, an average of around $1,300, according to a 2021 survey by health policy research organization KFF. In my case, signing up for Medicare Advantage would have required me to switch to an in-network dentist to get coverage, something I was very reluctant to do because I've been a patient of the same practice for more than 20 years. I'm pretty sure I'm putting my dentist children through college, but I still have most of my teeth, so I consider that a fair trade-off. Due to my bad youthful habits and some congenital issues, there are more bridges and canals in my mouth than there are in Venice. And more ways to save. For retirees like me, there are other ways to lower dental cost, although all of them have limitations. One option is a standalone dental insurance plan, which many major providers offer. Premiums range from $20 to $80 a month, depending on the services covered and annual caps. But before you sign up for one of these plans, scrutinize the fine print. Most plans will cover only a portion of the cost of certain procedures, such as fillings and root canals, and limit annual payouts. In some cases, the cap is as low as $1,000. Some have waiting periods of 12 months or more before they'll cover some procedures. And to use the coverage, you'll probably have to visit a dentist within the plan's network. When I plugged my zip code into the search engine for a well-known dental insurance plan, I discovered that there weren't any participating dentists within 30 miles of my home. A discount plan is another possibility. These plans aren't insurance. They simply offer members a discount ranging from about 15% to 50% depending on the dentist and procedure. If your dentist participates in one of these programs, or you don't mind switching to one who does, this could save you some money. I was offered access to a discount plan through my Medigap policy at no cost. In other cases, participants may pay a membership fee. You'll have to estimate whether your savings from the discount will surpass the fee. For example, a dental practice in my neighborhood offers discounts of 20 to 30% for a one-time membership fee of $199. Unfortunately, my dentist doesn't participate in one of these programs either, so I'm planning to use money I accumulated in my health savings account to pay for my dental work. Although you can't contribute to an HSA after you enroll in Medicare, you can use the funds tax-free to pay for a variety of health-related out-of-pocket costs. I'm also going to talk with my dentist about other ways to save money, such as spreading out x-rays and fluoride treatments. And I'll continue to floss. Now that I'm paying the entire tab, it's more important than ever. Our next article is also from Kiplinger Personal Finance. Simple fixes for big savings on home heating. This article by David Roddick. With fuel prices expected to rise 10% or more this winter, making your home more of energy efficient will really pay off. As winter grows near, home heating bills are giving Americans chills around the country, driven by a projected 20% rise in wholesale natural gas prices for 2026, the cost of keeping your home toasty could rise sharply, depending on where you live and the type of fuel you use. Electricity is expected to lead the price hikes with double-digit jumps in some parts of the country, followed by more modest increases in the cost of residential natural gas. The price of home heating oil, though still the most expensive way to keep a house warm, is expected to remain flat or perhaps drop in price in some areas. Even with temperatures forecast to mirror last winter, home heating costs are expected to rise about 10% overall as utilities pass higher fuel costs directly on to consumers, says Mark Wolf, executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. How do you ease the pinch? The smartest and cheapest thing homeowners can do is to focus on efficiency first, says Laura Bowler, design lead with Rambol, a sustainable architecture and engineering consulting firm. Simple steps can make a big impact. Here are some to consider. Seal air leaks. Check your windows and doors for leaks that let in cold air and moisture. For the windows, you can use rope caulk, about $6 at your local hardware store, to seal any openings or damage to sealant that you find, says Chris Swint, marketing director with Westlake Royal Building Products in Columbus, Ohio. For the doors, you can install a door sweep, a type of weather stripping that plugs the opening at the bottom, around $10 to $15. Reducing these drafts can cut your energy bill by 5% or more, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. And unblock vents. Check around your home to make sure your vents aren't blocked by furniture, which wastes heat and forces your system to work harder. Don't want to rearrange couches and beds? You can instead connect a small plastic extender or deflector to the vents. That'll cost you around $7 to $20, which can steer warm air to the areas of your home that need it most. And use a smart or programmable thermostat. To save on heat while you're out of the house, consider installing a programmable thermostat, which lets you set an automatic schedule for adjusting the temperature, turning down your thermostat by 10% to 15% for 8 hours a day can reduce your bill by 10%, according to the Department of Energy. Or spring for a smart thermostat linked to your cell phone that will track your location and daily patterns, then adjust the temperature in your home accordingly. A basic programmable model is about $50. A smart thermostat goes for around $100 to $200. And insulate the attic. Roughly 25% of heat loss occurs in the attic, says Swint. To help prevent that, add more insulation, such as fiberglass, wool, or cotton, between the attic joints and in order to trap the heat. If you're a DIYer, this project should take a weekend, says Swint. Average cost, $1,500 to $3,500, depending on the size of your attic and materials used. And lastly, replace old heating systems. This could be an ideal time to spring for a new furnace or boiler, while tax credits are still available for energy-efficient upgrades. The credit, which expires at the end of 2025, can cover 30% of your energy-efficient home upgrades for a total savings of up to $3,200. You may also qualify for state and local rebates depending on where you live. And while you're at it, also consider replacing an old attached garage door, which can be a significant source of heat loss. New versions have more insulation and improved sealing. A bonus, sellers recoup nearly double the average, which is around $4,513, they paid for a garage door replacement in 2024. For more targeted guidance, consider working with a professional home energy auditor. An audit will help identify where heat loss is happening and what improvements make the most sense, Bowler says. For information on finding an auditor, visit energy.gov. Financial stress is on the rise. Tariffs, high prices, and an uncertain economy getting you down? These steps can help. This article appeared in Kiplinger Personal Finance and is by Jana Heron. Americans' money worries are stacking up as tariffs, inflation, and a weakening jobs outlook take an increasing toll. Even stocks hitting a series of record highs lately hasn't been enough to shake the financial jitters, with memories of the market's spring swoon still relatively fresh. 4 out of 5 Americans in a survey by Discover this summer said they feel anxiety about their finances, an increase of 9 percentage points since 2021, and one-third characterized their stress as moderate to severe. The findings echo recent studies by Northwestern Mutual and Motley Fool, which found that more than half of Americans now worry about their finances at least 3 times a week. Overall sentiment in the U.S. continues to deteriorate, with major gauges of consumer confidence falling in August. Topping the list of concerns, high inflation and everyday expenses, followed by job fears and worries about a recession. The change in trade policies and uncertainty over prices, most of our clients are aware of that, and it puts them on edge, says certified financial planner Eric Walters, managing partner at Summit Hill Wealth Management in Greenwood Village, Colorado. The concerns are not unfounded. Several measures of inflation have been inching higher recently, and many retailers and consumer goods manufacturers are warning that prices will continue to rise due to tariffs. The latest analysis from the Budget Lab at Yale University suggests tariffs could add 1.8% to price increases this year, the equivalent of an average income loss of $2,400 per U.S. household. At the same time, employers are becoming reluctant to hire, creating another economic headwind. What makes experts anxious, though, is that many people make impulsive and possibly damaging money decisions to ease their worries, such as moving most of their retirement savings to cash or loading up on gold, cryptocurrency, and other high-risk alternative assets. Everybody wants to get back into the driver's seat of their lives financially, so they look at what they can control, says CFP Bob Wolf, founder of Healthy FP in Pennsylvania. These steps can help you tackle money worries in a healthy way. Zero in on your biggest concern. Pin down what disquiets you the most and then work on a specific plan to address that worry. If high prices top your list, for instance, you might start by reviewing your budget to find ways to lower expenses, says Juan Hernandez, a CFP and director of Wealth Create in Houston. For example, you might be able to take advantage of available discounts, cancel little-used streaming services and subscriptions, or negotiate a lower interest rate on debt. If you're retired and inflation is fueling fears, you could outlive your savings. Consider shifting an additional 3 to 6 months' worth of expenses from your investment portfolio to a lower-risk, easily accessible money market account or high-yield savings account that you can dip into as needed. That way, you'll avoid selling stocks at a low price if the market drops sharply again. Hernandez says temporarily lowering your annual portfolio withdrawals, say from 4% to 3%, can help as well. And we will have to edit this article today because we are now out of time. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Money Matters. Please join us again next time. I'm Larry Wilson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.